This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations has called a deadly Friday attack on a Ukrainian railway station and other attacks completely unacceptable. It said they were, quote, gross violations of international humanitarian law and international human rights law, and demanded that the perpetrators be held accountable. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric reiterated a call by Secretary General Antonio Guterres for what he called an immediate end to this brutal war. Ukrainian state railway officials that said 50 people were killed, including 5 children and at least 87 wounded, in a rocket attack at a station in East Ukraine that was being used to evacuate civilians. 2 rockets are said to have struck the station in Kramatorsk. The governor of the Donetsk region said thousands of people were at the station trying to leave for safer areas as the region readied for a major Russian offensive. This according to Reuters news agency. Ukrainian officials blamed Russia for the attack. Russia has denied responsibility. Russia's defense ministry rejected the reports that Russia was responsible for the attack on the train station at Kramatorsk, describing them as a provocation. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry claimed that the missile used in the strike, the Tochka-U, is used only by Ukraine's armed forces, and that Russian troops had not made any strikes against Kramatorsk. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba called the attack deliberate slaughter. The United States has sharply increased the number of Ukrainians admitted to the country at the border with Mexico. Meanwhile, even more refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are following the same complicated route to try to enter the United States. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. An emotional Ketanji Brown Jackson is celebrating her confirmation as the United States' first black female Supreme Court justice. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Wiping away tears on the South Lawn, Jackson said it took 232 years and 115 justices.
But we've made it.
Drawing huge cheers as she said the entire nation can be proud of a big step toward perfecting the union.
In my family, it took just one generation to go from segregation to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Jackson called it the greatest honor of her life and thanked President Biden, who stood smiling alongside after calling this a day history will remember.
We're going to look back and see this as a moment of real change.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
About 30 Sudanese citizens living in Europe held a demonstration Friday outside the International Criminal Court in The Hague, demanding that Sudanese officials surrender more individuals accused of committing atrocities in Darfur. The ICC's trial of suspected Janjaweed militia leader Ali Kashaib got underway this week, with Kashaib pleading not guilty to 31 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity, including charges of rape, torture, pillaging, and murder. The protesters praised the ICC for putting Kashaib on trial. It marks the first trial for anyone accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity in connection with the Darfur conflict, which began in 2003 with a rebellion by armed groups against Omar al-Bashir's government. The United States State Department also praised the opening of Kashaib's ICC trial, noting it is the first against any senior leader for crimes committed by the Bashir regime. A Michigan jury is still considering charges in the trial for an alleged plot to kidnap the governor. AP's Jennifer King has an update.
To kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer from her vacation home before the 2020 election, told the judge they have reached a verdict on some of the 10 charges but were deadlocked on others. U.S. District Judge Robert Yonker joked, "Is that your final answer?" telling the jury he knows it's tough to reach a unanimous verdict, and then told them to keep working. Brandon Caserta, Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., and Daniel Harris are charged with a kidnapping conspiracy and other counts related to explosives and weapons. At the beginning of the day, jurors were handed an exhibit they had requested, a large plastic bag of pennies. Prosecutors said pennies taped to a commercial-grade firework were intended to act like hot shrapnel, something Barry Croft was quoted as saying he wanted to test. I'm Jennifer King.
Recapping our hour's top story, the UN has called a Friday attack on a Ukrainian railway station completely unacceptable and a gross violation of international humanitarian law. Marissa Melton, VOA News.